250 project thing, you know, working pretty well. He's been doing it, the 250 for a lot of years, and you know, taking a 450 rider on, you know, he has done in the last couple of years, maybe not at the level he was wanting to do this year, with myself. So I think the main difference was that, you know, the Rinaldi boys have been working with the 450 for years, and you know, they've got that knowledge, and you know, I was using a Rinaldi kit anyway with Steve, so the thing is that they could just offer a little bit more in the way of, you know, getting it set up to how I like it. You know, I was having issues with my starts, which I think everyone knew, as, you know, most of my press releases and things said, you know, I need to work on getting out the gate. And you know, even when I was riding it, sometimes I didn't feel like the power was, you know, delivering how I wanted it to. Yeah. And you know, straight away from jumping on the Rinaldi bike in Sweden, I just found that it was really easy to ride, and you know, gave me so much confidence in the corners. I could, you know, roll the power on, and the bike would just work under me how I expected it to work. And you know, then even in the starts, it just, you know, just shifted out of the gate. You know, I didn't have to control on the clutch too much. You know, I just could sit on it, get my reaction right, and then, you know, just let the bike do the rest of the work, really. And you know, that's how it should be, and that's how, when I've took good starts before, that's how it's worked. Yeah. So you know, it's just basically getting the power to how I needed it, and you know, smooth, and you know, but making the ground in meters as well. So you know, basically that's the main differences. That's just sort of gave me the little boost that I needed. And everyone knows, if you take a good start, or if you've got a good feeling on the bike, or if you're running up front in the top three or top five, then you know, it even just gives you a mental and physical boost, even just from, you know, from the confidence. So that's basically the main areas where it's helped me. And you know, I think it's just been a good step for me, definitely.
Yep. How did it actually come about? Because obviously you were riding for Steve. Obviously the Yamp Rinaldi guys, Fossard first got injured, and then Philipparts. But I mean, how does that actually work? Did Steve talk to Rinaldi, or did Rinaldi come to you, or?
I think actually it was a bit of a joint decision from everyone's part, really. You know, obviously the Rinaldi boys were having issues not only with Frossard, whose bike I'm riding now, but they were having problems with Christophe Charlier with his shoulder.
Yep.
And also, you know, in Dixon's side, he was having issues with Zach Osborne and Arnaud Tonis. So at one point, you know, I was one of the only riders in the Dixon team.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you know, Steve then had all these MX2 riders coming back, as in Arnaud and Zach was coming back. There was a possibility that Michael Leap was going to be riding again, but then he had you know, some problems, and he couldn't ride for a few weeks. So you know, Steve's team was going to be packed, and the Rinaldi team was only going to really have Philipparts, and they just decided to give me that sort of extra help, to move me across then to ride Steven's bike, and sort of relieve Steve of the, you know, of the stress, really, of having to run a 450 rider as well as all his 250 riders, and the fact that, you know, I thought, you know, with some extra help it could do me good, and then it did. So I think it was a great move for everyone.
Yep.
Not only for Steve or for Rinaldi or for me, you know, for Yamaha Europe as well. It was good that, you know, I could get on that and make better results, and show people that, you know, with an extra bit of help and support, you know, it could make a difference to my riding. So
was there a bit of pressure? Because obviously, you know, riding for Rinaldi, it's you know, one of the greatest teams of the history of GP racing. Was there much pressure to perform?
Not exactly, no. The first time that I went there, it was just like, you know, as you say, it's such a great team. I think, you know, after being at KTM, I think there's only, you know, Rinaldi or maybe Suzuki that you would ever say, like, oh, they would be the teams to get in. And, you know, I felt privileged to be able to ride the bike. You know, it kind of happened so fast, within sort of a week, or the idea was floating around for a couple of weeks, but, you know, only really happened the week leading up to Sweden. So it was just sort of like, yeah, you've got the opportunity to ride it, you know, let's go and try it out. And you know, I didn't really have any pressure from that point. And you know, I was riding well, you know, I put pressure on myself then in the moto and actually made a mistake when I was in a podium position in the second race, which was, you know, my own fault. But, you know, from there on out, you know, last week in Latvia, I didn't really feel pressure again. You know, the boys working hard, everyone's, you know, welcomed me in the team great. So from that side of things, it just felt like a normal weekend race and having some fun with your team members and then just doing your job on the track.
Yeah.
Going to Russia then, turned out it was they went all the way there for me. So it was, you know, because Charlie was out, you know, Frossard's obviously been injured all season pretty much, and then Philippart's isn't riding now either. So that, I probably added a little bit of pressure onto myself there then at the weekend, saying, like, they came all the way here for me, I need to perform. And, you know, Sunday didn't really turn out the way I wanted it to, making a couple of mistakes and stuff. But, you know, again, the team were upbeat and said, you know, you've got the speed and we've still got a few races to go. So let's not get disheartened and show them, you know, next race sort of thing. So
yeah.
I think really the team atmosphere is how it should be in many teams. Although it's a factory team or a big team, there's a small number of guys that you need to speak to within the team to get the job done, and they're really positive, and you know, I feel like I can talk with them easily, so that's yeah. A good thing as well.
Is there any talk about next year or...?
Yeah, obviously I've got a contract with Yamaha at the moment, which has got another extended year option on it, so... Obviously, my priority is to try and stay with Yamaha. I would love to, you know, to try and stay in the Rinaldi side of the thing, but that's something that I don't actually know yet. You know, there's a lot of, you know, plans to be made from Yamaha's side. You know, who they want to, how they want to do things as well. You know, they've ran three riders this year. Whether they want to run three riders again in both classes, or if they're having a mix up there. So I think it's probably going to be another couple of weeks really till we know exactly what their plans are, and then you know, but ideally I'd love to stay there. Yeah.
Yep. A couple more questions. The donations, I mean, obviously it's a lot, it's a couple of months away. You're the only 450 guy, really. You know, there's two or three good MX2 guys. Have you thought about that at all?
Yeah, I think so. I think me and the other Brits, as in Tommy and Jake and Max, you know, every week, you know, I see them about, really. And, yeah, it's easy to start thinking about the nations. It's probably... You know, it's the biggest race of the year at the end of the year, as far as it just being a one-off, and, you know, there's a lot of hype about it, and it just finishes your year off nicely as a rider. I've done it two or three times before and really enjoyed it. So at this time of year, everyone starts talking about it. It's when, you know, it goes from maybe half a dozen or maybe 10 riders overall into maybe 6, and then it gets closer to the team actually being named. So I think it's on everyone's mind, really thinking about what the team's going to be. At the moment, I can't see it being anything other than myself and Jake and Tommy. Obviously, there is other guys that ride good and have had you know, good rides in sand before and things like that. But at the moment, just looking at consistency and... you know, being there week in, week out, that us three have been, you know, up there. Obviously, Tommy looks like he's going to the 450 class for next year, so I think he might be quite pumped to ride a 450 again at the Nations as he did last year. So I think at the moment it would look good if me and Tommy were riding the 450s and Jake's been riding the 250 well, and he rides in the sand good. So I think that would be, you know, a plausible, you know, best team for the moment. But as we all know, it's not our decision as riders, and you know, we've got a new team manager for this year, so we just have to wait and see how things pan out, and you know, closer to the time, the team will get named, and I think, you know, if we are in it, then it'll be great, and we'll do our best. So yeah, we'll have to see how it goes.
What about the British GP? I mean, how much are you looking forward to that on the new bike? And
yeah, I think, you know, I can't wait for the British GP. It seems like I've been waiting for that to come round all season, really. After having such, you know, it was a good weekend last year, but it actually turned out to be not great results wise. You know, with the second race actually being stopped when I was running second behind Frossard, I really thought I was going to manage to hold it off till the end of the race before it got red flagged. And then on the restart, I got a terrible start and, you know, only finished eighth or something like that, which wasn't, you know, really what I'd wanted to happen. And, you know, this year with the bike I'm on now, been getting out the gate well, you know, it's just, I think, any rider's dream to lead at their home Grand Prix, and last year I managed to do that for a couple of laps, and the feeling was just, you know, immense. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to getting out there and having a great weekend at the British GP again. I think everyone enjoys the track, and the crowd will be great as always, and you know, hopefully we can, you know, if I haven't put it on the box before, then it would be a great thing to do to get on the podium at the home Grand Prix for sure.
Great. Okay. Thanks very much.
Okie doke.
I'll see you maybe in Lockett.
You coming to Lockett?
I'm not sure. I was on holidays with my kids.